getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, apparently, just like that, a whole nother week goes by. And we're back together in the studio here, spinning polka records once again at Tim Zumpa Hour. Glad you're along for another week. I know this is kind of Easter week, depending when you're hearing the show, I guess, because the show is carried a lot of different places on a lot of different days and times. So I don't know, you could be hearing the show on Easter Sunday, in which case I have a perfect song for you. I've got the Easter Bunny Polka coming up later in the show. And in fact, it's also going to be our 78 of the week because it's a 78. But I might play two 78s because I feel like using a special record and counting it as the 78 and a special record seems like double dipping, and that ain't fair. I don't know. We're just going to see what happens. Other than that, I think we can pretty much account for spring has mostly arrived, so I think we're all in pretty good shape around here. But anyway, if you happen to be hearing the show after Easter, during the week following, and you hear the Easter Bunny Polka, don't be alarmed. Nothing's gone wrong. You haven't fallen into a time warp or anything. Just grab yourself a leftover chocolate bunny or something and reminisce about whenever the heck Easter was a few days ago. That's the way things are going to work out. Let's roll. It's the O.O. Polka Polka. That sounds ridiculous. It's Joe Timmer and his orchestra.
Tony had a girlfriend, they called her Patty Sue. And every Saturday night at 8, you could see them. Oh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance. Patty Sue and Tony, we're so very much in love. Every time we watch from above, we could see them. Oh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance. Now Patty Sue lived in a house, and it was made of glass. And every time she got in bed, you could see her. Oh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance.
And there you go, the O.O. Polka, Polka. It's Jolly Joe Timmer and the orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Spring is upon us. Easter is either here or just passed, depending when you're hearing the show. Everything is looking pretty darn good. Now, we're kind of into baseball season, and I'm not a big fan of baseball. I don't have anything against baseball. I'm just not like a sports kind of guy. But nonetheless, there are numerous baseball-themed old-time records. And we played a bunch of them back at the kickoff of the season a couple of weeks ago. But there are a few more. And here's one of those. Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra. I guess Phil Niekro, apparently, was a pretty good baseball pitcher. And I know that from listening to this record.
State of Ohio, nicest you'd ever want to meet. Both on the field and off the field, he sure is hard to beat.
There are very few pitchers that throw as great as he. His name is Phil Niekro and he's on the Yankees.
When you meet him, we know you want to say, thank you, Atlanta, for bringing him our way. Hey, Niekro, throw that knuckleball. Strike him out and we'll all go home, but we'll stop at the Polish Hall. We'll sit and talk and have a few and dance around the floor. We'll all come back tomorrow night to drink and dance some more.
He played for the Braves for nearly 20 years. King George made the deal while Atlanta shed the tears.
There is no doubt the South is really lost. Thank you, Atlanta, for sending him to us. Hey, Niekro, throw that knuckleball. Strike him out and we'll all go home, but we'll stop at the Polish Hall. If he thinks he can keep up and if he wants to go, tomorrow night when we return, we'll bring your brother Joe.
There you go. See, a little baseball theme thing for you there. There you have Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra. And a little, a little baseball-oriented polka for you here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad Claire Witkowski coming up here in a second after we talk about the World of Accordions Museum and invite you to stop in, pay him a visit when you have the chance. Located in beautiful Superior, Wisconsin, just over the bridge from Duluth, Minnesota, on the north shore of Lake Superior, of course. You can't argue with 4,000 accordions being a force to be reckoned with. Oh, because that's about what they have there, along with all kinds of other interesting stuff. I guess you could say memorabilia, collectibles, musical stuff, research materials about the people, the instruments, the music they made, where they came from, and all that good stuff. Man, they got events coming up now with spring and summer on the way. You can check them out online, probably the easiest way, and that's just visiting worldofaccordions.org. And they'll get you all the information if you need some contact information. Maybe you got a bunch of people on a bus, maybe you're doing a tour thing, and you're coming through the upper Midwest and you're looking for interesting sights to see. World of Accordions Museum could be the place to stop. Check them out online, all right? worldofaccordions.org is where they are on the grand scheme of interwebs. All right, I got Claire Witkowski and his orchestra here. It's the Hey Gory Polka.
Thank you.
And there you go, Claire Witkowski in the orchestra with the Hey Gory Polka, Tim Zupa Hour. Your old time oldies show is where you happen to be tuned in on, at, nearby, I don't know. I messed up my phraseology along there someplace, but anyway, glad to have you tuned in, listen to another show here, where all we play is actual records on the Oompa Hour. Most of them are vinyl records, but every now and then a shellac record, we pull out a 78 at least once in every show. And, of course, some of the 45s are actually polystyrene, not vinyl. A lot of people don't know that, but I guess it doesn't really matter as long as the records play, right? There's Jerry Dostal and the orchestra. This is the Flying Dutchman. There you go, see? Got that patina in there. That's an authentic, scratchy record there. Jerry Dostal and the Flying Dutchman at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, I promised you we had an Easter song. Let's just do it. I know you're probably waiting for it, and I still got to get it. This is on a 78, but I'm not counting it as our 78 of the week, and we're going to have a regular waltz coming up later in the show, too. But I stumbled on this one months and months ago, going through piles of 78s, and I set it aside for Easter. And, hey, maybe the kids will get a hoot out of this one. I don't know. But it is appropriate for the holiday, which may be today, depending when you're hearing the show. Or it may have just been a few days ago if you're hearing it later in the week. But nonetheless, pull out a chocolate Easter bunny. Maybe grab some of them jelly beans or whatever you got. This is Eddie Brandt and his Hollywood Hicks. I've never seen a record by these guys before. It's on the Irene record label. And here you go with the Easter Bunny Polka.
His way. Crunch, 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 always chewing on a carrot. And every time he sees the hunter, you will hear him say, "Yeah, what's up, Doc? Put away that great big gun. Don't shoot me, Doc. I was only having fun. Please spare my life. Tell you what I'm gonna do. I'll never ever play another trick on you. Hop, 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 the bunny's running from the hunter. Stop, 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 hear the hunter's angry cry. I'll catch you, oh, you crazy widow rabbit. I swear I'll catch you if I have to chase you till I die. Hop, 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 hop. Bang, 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 bang. The hunter's right behind the rabbit's tail. Hop, 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 hop. Bang, 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 bang. The hunter's found a carrot on the trail. Hop, 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 hop. Bang, 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 bang. The hunter's closing in. With a hop, 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 and a bang, 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 and a bang, 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 and a hop, hop, hop. Now the rabbit's chasing him. I've caught you, oh, you crazy widow rabbit. One, two, three, the hunter's counting up to ten. Spare me, Doc, pleads the funny little bunny. Cause if you shoot me, I will never speak to you again.
Ah, you miss me, Doc. Hey, you miss me, Doc.
All right.
You miss me, Doc.
Obviously, might be hinting at Bugs Bunny there, but see, they don't actually say it. So it's not like it's a Bugs Bunny record. But anyway, there you have the Easter Bunny Polka. Eddie Brandt and his Hollywood Hicks here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. That is the first time that record's ever been on the show because I just discovered it out in the garage. Box 45s this past winter. I think I might have another Easter record, but I don't know where it is. I'm not that organized. I'm satisfied to just have that one. But anyway, let us press on today here on the Zumpa Hour. This one, Johnny Pecan and his orchestra, Nettie Pecan, is doing the singing here. And we all know the Lollapalooza, don't we?
Answer, I do. Don't you refuse?
You have Johnny Pecan there with the orchestra, Nettie Pecan doing the singing on that one, and the old Lollapalooza here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I was saying, Lollapalooza, like a treat you get at the Dairy Queen or something. I mean, I'm not really sure, but it sounds like something that I've ordered somewhere, but I've been somebody with somebody, and they ordered a Lollapalooza. For all I know, it's at the IHOP or the Waffle House or something. I have no idea. But anyway, Tim Zumpa Hour marches on here on Easter week or Easter weekend or wherever you happen to be listening. Glad to have you along for another show. Here's Walt Gruller and the orchestra. Shut up and drink your beer.
Shut up.
Charlie's Tavern, not too far from town. All the fellows gather, each one buys a round. When their glass is empty, another's on his way. Through all the conversation, you can hear them say,
shut up and drink your beer. Shut up and drink your beer. Shut up and drink your beer. Bartender, let's have another.
Charlie's Tavern, not too far from town. All the fellows gather, each one buys a round. When their glass is empty, another's on its way. Through all the conversation, you can hear them say,
shut up and drink your beer. Shut up and drink your beer. Shut up and drink your beer. Bartender, let's have another.
Walt Gruller and the orchestra there, shut up and drink your beer here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Let's go with one called Me and My Concertina. And this has got to be a not grumpy guy because his name is Happy George.
Thank you.
There's some mighty fine concertina playing there. That is Happy George, me and my concertina here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And it's your old-time oldie show coming at you here for another week. I read some more information about the record, but the print is so darn small. It says right here, the concertina king. All right, well, I am not going to argue with Happy George about that because it's a lot better than if I played on it, because if I tried to play a concertina, it would sound like somebody ran over it with a pickup truck. I can pick out a few little tunes on the accordion, but I have zero concertina experience. So anyway, there you go. Now, here's one. This is the only record I have ever seen by this outfit. And obviously, it's the only record I've ever played by this outfit on the show. And since I only have one record by them, it doesn't come around very often. And they're from Pennsylvania. I'm trying to, does that say Johnstown, Pennsylvania? Again, little bitty print on the record label here. Joey Frank and his Tempo Knights, and it's the Four Fellows Polka. The Four Fellows Polka, Joey Frank and his Tempo Knights here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I just realized we're halfway through the show, and I haven't even picked out a waltz yet. I do have a 78 of the week, because I told you I wasn't counting the Easter Bunny Polka as a 78, even though it was a 78, but it was a special feature record because of the holiday, so I'm not counting that. I got another 78 over here I'm going to get. Maybe I'll do that while you listen to Dave Potvin and his Crystal Airs Orchestra. That's Crystal spelled with a C-H in there, I don't, because that's creative, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, they're doing the Blondie Polka. Here you go. Oh, Oh, my, they just stop, don't they? Anyway, there you have Dave Botvin and his Crystal Airs Orchestra. That's the Blondie Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. As you know, each and every show, we always play at least one 78 RPM record. Technically, I already did that because Easter Bunny Polka was a 78, but I'm not counting that because that was a special holiday record, so I got to play a regular normal 78 because I make up the rules here, and that's what I decided. So here we go. I don't believe this group has ever been on the show before. Found this 78 out in a box in the garage here over the winter. And it's the Rain Rain Polka, Gil Schreier and his Trail Riders on the FM record label. And this one's got a few miles on it, too. She's a Little Gray. This one's been played a lot. It was somebody's favorite song. That's obvious. So let's find out. Maybe it's one of your favorite songs. Wow, I'm just, I think I'm just slow today. It seems like these records are just ending. I don't know what the deal is with that. You'd think they keep on playing. I do like playing the 78s, though, because they're huge. So when you're busy picking out another record and you're putting up stuff on the playlist and you're working while the songs are playing, you can tell when the record's going to end because the record is huge and you can see how many grooves are left, unlike these puny little 45s where it's hard to judge that sort of thing. Anyway, the Oompa Hour marches on. Don't forget, if you have a request dedication, question or comment or whatever. Maybe you want to, I don't know, maybe you got a Buick for sale or something. I don't know. You can always get in touch with the Oompa Hour, World Headquarters at OompaHour@AOL.com. If you want to shoot an email this way, that's OompaHour@AOL.com. Facebook, always an option too. I only check that sucker about twice a week because there's so much political crap on Facebook these days, I hardly stand it anymore. But I do check it a couple of times a week, so you can leave a message there or just see what's going on. We do always, I put up the playlist for the next week's show, like sometimes 3 or 4 days before the show's even coming up. So you can look and go, oh, one of my favorites is coming up. I want to be sure to not miss that show or whatever. Or maybe look and see if your request is in the list for an upcoming show. That's always posted on the Facebook as well. What else can I tell you? Oh, and a phone. If you have a dial phone or a flip phone or a cell phone or a smartphone or a dumb phone, you can leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. That's 218-259-2985. Or if that doesn't work for you, you can you send a text, you can leave a voice message at that number. So those are all your options. Plenty of ways to get in touch with things here at Oompa Hour World Headquarters. I got to look for a waltz here coming up in a little bit. While I'm doing that, you can listen to the Helena Polka from Jolly Brothers and the Band. You go with the Helena Polka, the Jolly Brothers, and the Band. So apparently none of the Jolly Brothers are in the band because it's the Jolly Brothers and the Band. So that implies that they are not the band. I don't know. I find it very confusing. Are you ready to waltz, dancers? Are you ready to do your thing? I always try to get at least one waltz in here every show. And right now is the time. So if you need to scoot some furniture out of the way, you probably knew the waltz was coming. We do it every week, so you're probably already ready for action. But let's roll it. Got Kenny Bass and the Polka Poppers here. This is the Karen Marie Waltz. Thank you. And there you have it, Kenny Bass and his polka poppers, dancers, at ease. You've done your job getting your waltz in. Does that count as exercise? Is a waltz enough that it counts as exercise? I'm betting it does. And certainly some kind of bonus points for at least a stab at coordination, you know what I mean? All right, now this one. We all know this one. We've heard it a million billion times. There's a million billion different arrangements of this one, and this is one of those. There's the new brass. I guess this record's like 40 years old, but I still consider this to be a contemporary arrangement. Here's the new brass rolling out the barrel. And there you go. Yeah, you were dancing, and you can tell that's a contemporary thing there. That's from the 80s. And if you're listening in stereo, if you're listening to a like an FM radio station that's playing it in stereo, or maybe a web stream or a podcast or a download or whatever that's got it in stereo, there are some weird stereo effects in there, some flanging and phase shifting and weird stuff. I'm listening to it with headphones on in stereo, so when that kind of stuff happens, my whole brain goes whoosh, 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 because it's kind of fun, but it's kind of weird at the same time, you know what I mean? Anyway, Tim Zumpa Hour on the wind down here. Two or three more records to go in the show this week. I'll see what I can do about that. Lil Wally is up. These are the Lucky Harmony Boys. As we've discussed before, I keep meaning to like put it in the Google and see if I get some useful information. Because sometimes it's just the Harmony Boys and sometimes it's the Lucky Harmony Boys. Is it the same guys and sometimes they're having a better time than they are other times? I don't know what the deal is. But Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys, it's the ooh la 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 polka. You got to say the right number of la's. Ooh la 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 la. Is what it says. Anyway, we'll see if they do it better than I do. I think they probably do.
Winter and summer, that isn't what I wanted from her.
Ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la
la la.
Hey!
Mi wodą na wszystkie strony. Raz, dwa, trzy, cztery. Portret zrobiony.
Ula la la la, ula la la la, ula la la.
All right, there you go, a little Wally there, actually, and the ooh-la-la-la polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I just realized we're down to, like, maybe one more record left in the show, and I haven't even done this yet.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Well, all right, I think we're going to only sneak in one more record here, and I guess we're going to go out on a little Whoopi John. Why not? Here's the E-flat, A-flat polka wrapping things up for this week. you go, Whoopi John there with the E-flat, A-flat polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and gosh, that's going to wrap things up for this week. So I hope you all had a fantastic Easter. Unless you happen to be hearing the show on Easter, which is a possibility, I hope you do have a fantastic Easter and all that good stuff. And I'll get another stack of records ready. We'll meet up here next week and do this again.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.